let's see what are the fara'id and the sunan of wudu. The fara'id means obligatory. Fard number one is the intention. You are to make wudu because you want to pray. Number two is the washing of the face at least once. Three times is the recommended from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number three, obligatory, is washing your hands up to the elbows. Number four, wiping the hair. And number five is washing the feet to the ankles. Number six is the sequential order that you have to go with. But anything extra that we do it is what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. So he told us it's better to follow the following. Number one, we wash our hands properly from anything that we might have had, and then we wash our mouth, then we wash our nose, and we wash our face, sequential order, and then we wash our hands, and then we wipe our hair, and we wipe our ears, and then we wash our feet to the elbow, to the ankles. And then this is the sequential order, minimum once, but regularly it's recommended three times. And therefore, when we do all these things, and plus there is something else Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended, if you can do also something that, you are among the winner inshallah in this world hereafter. What is it? Is to brush your teeth, either with siwak or regular brush that you are using these days. But they found out that the siwak is a special type of a tree that is being planted in East Africa, Middle East, and India, what now called siwak. And nowadays even they take this type of branches and pulverize it like powder and mix it with cream and then sell it with the toothpaste. So if you can use also the idea of toothpaste, brush your teeth before you make wudu, then that will be also an extra bonus for you. The tasmiyah, you can say a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, nawaitu al-wudu. So you say, I seek refuge in Allah, and I say in the name of Allah, I am planning to make wudu. Now when you finish wudu, you may say whatever you want to say, there is no obligation, but you may say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammad rasulullah, and then you can say alhamdulillah, or ya Allah, make me among at-tawabin, make me among the mu'mineen. And then you go and then wipe whatever you have washed, and please don't leave the water on your face, on your hand, on your feet, and come to the place of salat and pray. Otherwise it's wet, and wetting water from all those who come to the masjid, it will make the carpet dirty. Yes, in the Arabian Peninsula at that time it was so hot, so dry, and they were not praying on even what you call it, on carpet. So the moment you have wudu, the moment it dries. But here in the cold weather in North America, it's far better that the moment you make wudu and finish, try to wipe yourself with a clean towel, and then come for salat and prepare yourself for salat. So for every wudu you get plenty of credit and reward. What should you do? Even shall I have wudu even if I prayed and now I broke it? Yes, it is recommended. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, silahul mu'min wudu. That means the ammunition of a believer is wudu. Why? Much more than that. If angel of death has to come now and take your soul out of your body, you are supposed to be in a state of wudu and cleanness. What else should I do? I said, anytime you break your wudu, go ahead and renew your wudu, and go and make two sunnah rik'ah, sunnah al-wudu, and you get plenty of credit. It is a sunnah. you pray after you make wudu and then be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very, very important in the idea of after having wudu.